Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Great to welcome you back to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Eric Trump. Now, Pennsylvania, obviously, I know you love us here because you are always here. Your dad's always here. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I lived in the state for 5 years, and my father lived there, and Ivanka lived there, and Don lived there, and Tiffany lived there. And so I think just about every member of our family lived in PA at one point. It's an incredible state. And I was there on Saturday. You should have seen the enthusiasm. I was near Biden. He was in Scranton. He had Bon Jovi, and no one showed up, Larry. He had 20 cars, and I was about 3-4 miles away, and, 500-600 people. The place was going absolutely crazy. I mean, the enthusiasm in your state, Rich, is unlike anything I've ever seen.
So Eric Trump beat John Bon Jovi in the enthusiasm game. I love it.
No, I think we beat Joe Biden in the enthusiasm game. It was quite a sight. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, Biden stepped in it big time the other night when he said he wanted to ban oil. I can tell you, Eric, it's not going over well in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It's not. And, and everybody always talks about there's roughly 900,000 jobs in Pennsylvania that are directly or indirectly related to the oil industry. And obviously those people are really upset. But, I mean, just think about all the other consumers. I mean, right now we have the lowest gas in the history of this country. I mean, go to the pumps. Just next time you fill up your car, look at what it is. It's $1.80, $1.90. Do you remember under O'Biden, as I like to call them, but, Obama and Biden, you had $5.30, $5.40. I think it got up to $5.50 in New York State. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you're paying literally one third the amount today that you were paying back then. And people realize that. And why is that? Because Pennsylvania, the largest and cleanest natural gas reserves anywhere in the world. We're energy independent because of my father. Oil and gas prices are the lowest they've ever been. I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And by the way, Pennsylvania has the cleanest gas in the world. I mean, they have the cleanest natural gas anywhere in the world. It's a national treasure, and it's something that we should be very proud of.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Eric Trump. And I also think too, energy security and America's security factor with this is huge. Us being energy independent, even exporting energy too, has made us so less reliant on the Middle East, and we don't have to worry about some nut job over there like we did years ago. And that's why would we want to give that up?
Well, I mean, think about the countries that we were, importing oil from, Rich. Iran, Venezuela, Iraq, a lot of places. I mean, a lot of places. Now we're paying ourselves for natural gas. We've got better gas. It doesn't have to come across seas in big tankers because we have it right here. And for the first time, we're exporting energy, and we're doing that to our allies in Europe and other things, so they don't need to buy it, from Russia. And so, it is 100% national security, because some of these countries around the world who are not fans of the United States, not fans of our way of life, they make a fortune off of oil and gas. And guess what? If America is not buying it from them, and we're actually supplying to many of the people that we're buying it from them, not only do we get the economic advantage here, but we're shutting off so much of the monetary gain that they got from oil and gas that they used to spread terror around the world. And that's a beautiful thing for peace and prosperity and security.
I was laughing when I was listening to a Joe Biden ad, and he's talking about, healing America, uniting America. And he says, I'll be the president for everybody, even those who didn't vote for me. Then he's at a rally in Pennsylvania, and he calls people that disagree with him chumps. You know, it's like the guy, when you get away from his well-produced TV spots, and they're very well done, but you can't take the man out of the TV ads. Joe Biden is Joe Biden. He's had a habit of this. He wanted to fight with people, taking them outside, calling them names, and then he calls Pennsylvania voters who disagree with him chumps.
Well, you know, Rich, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are wondering why he's not on the campaign trail, right? There's 8 days left. I was in Pennsylvania all weekend. I mean, it was, again, unbelievable, just absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, I'm heading to Arizona today. I'm voting in New York today, and then I head off to Arizona today. And, you know, people are wondering, he has 8 days left to go. His next scheduled appearance, the next time he leaves his house is Thursday afternoon. He's got an event on Thursday. And, you know, what? Why is that? And I mean, I think, you know, first of all, he's not drawing any crowds. I mean, I kind of, you know, mentioned that he and Bon Jovi drew, 20 cars, you know, and, you know, 3 miles away, I had, you know, 500-600 people, and I did three of those events that day. You have that part of it. But also, when he speaks lately, he comes off as very kind of loud and nasty, meaning, you know, he's yelling at the cameras, and it's, you know, there's no compassion. Then he fumbles every single time he fumbles. I mean, yesterday, you saw the 60 Minutes where he, you know, he forgot my father's name, and he, you know, he said the current president is George Bush. I mean, this is real stuff. And, you know, last week he called Arizona a city. He goes, it's great to be in the great city of Arizona. And then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, last week as well, you know, he said he was running for the United States Senate when he's running for, obviously, president of the United States. And he's made that mistake a couple times before. And he said that he and Obama lifted 740 million women out of poverty in this country. Well, you know, that's kind of an interesting number considering there's only 340 million total people in this country. And I mean, he literally can't stand on the stage without making some kind of gaffe, and the media covers for it. And it's sad. I mean, this is the commander in chief of the United States. This is a person that has to deal with President Xi and Putin. And, you know, I mean, these, you know, killers around the world. And, you know, to not know which office you're running for, or to just fumble it. I mean, it doesn't quite matter. But you know, it's and also to have the lack of work ethic that, with 8 days to go in a presidential election. I mean, you know, just over a week from today, you know, is going to be election day, and he's not going to leave his house until Thursday. Is that the type of charisma and energy that people want? You know, for the person leading the free world. I mean, it's.
No,
I can answer all those questions. I mean, they're rhetorical questions. I can answer all those questions, but I think people do realize that. I really do.
I mean, Eric, your dad's in Pennsylvania, and Joe Biden has zero. So that's, you know, if I'm an undecided voter, I'm looking at that. I'm paying attention to that. And obviously, I'm not an undecided voter, but if I was, I'd be looking at that and thinking, why? Here's the president coming to Pennsylvania three different times in one day, just to talk about the issues that are important to me. And Joe Biden has called the lid on it. I call him Joey the Lid because the guy puts a lid on things every day. You know, he's always got a lid on. And that matters to me.
Well, Rich, if you look at our family, you know, just between Monday and Tuesday, and we're on the road every single day, you know, we're out there, you know, like my father every day. I mean, just between Monday and Tuesday, those 48 hours, we did 55 events between the five of us, meaning my father, myself, Don, Ivanka, you know, Laura, and I. And then you include the vice president in there, it's even more. We did 55 events in, you know, every swing state in the country. I mean, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we will end at 11 o'clock at night, and we will do it every single day of our lives. We're fighters, and, you know, he always ingrained work ethic in us, and that's what we know. We go out and we work very hard, and, you know, thank God we have somebody who works in the White House, and thank God we have a fighter in the White House. We wouldn't have a country right now. I mean, you know, you see how well our economy is doing. You know, check people's 401ks. Just, you know, if you're listening to this program right now, go check your 401ks. I mean, forget about all the tax savings. Forget about, you know, gas being one third of what it was under, you know, Obama and Biden. But go look at, you know, 401ks and wage growth and, you know, and so many other things. Look at where our military is today versus where it was back then. I mean, literally, our fighter planes under Obama, you know, many of them couldn't take off because they didn't have enough parts. And now you see $721 billion going into our military every year. You see the best fighter planes being rolled off the lines. I mean, I could go on and on and on. You know, look at these opportunity zones and look at criminal justice reform. You see the African-American population and you see the massive switchover to my father because of what he did for inner cities and what he did for, you know, criminal justice reform. And, you know, it's, you know, and then you have another guy who's literally will not leave his house for the next 4 days. I mean, he would get absolutely nothing done in Washington, D.C.
Eric, let me ask you before I let you go. The polls, it's like deja vu all over again with these polls. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. I think that the enthusiasm factor, you know, in 2016, I would have dismissed that like everybody else. I would have said, nah, forget all that. The polls. They have not changed their methodology, and the enthusiasm for your father has not changed. What has changed, though, is that everybody's acting like we didn't have an election in 2016. The way they're talking about these polls is if they're carved in stone. I literally want to shake people and go, wait a second. These are the exact same numbers from 2016. What are you talking about?
Yep. Rich, what people have to realize, and, you know, this has dawned on me kind of lately, but there's really two parties that pay for polls, right? You've got, well, I'm sorry, let's take three. You've got, you know, Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other, and then you have the media. You really have those three parties that actively go at. Polls just don't appear out of midair. They're expensive to do. You have to call a lot of people. You have to keep them statistically relevant. Somebody's paying for them, and polls are expensive. Polling is expensive just because of how much work it takes to put them together, right? We really, you know, we do polling within the campaign and stuff like that. So take the Republicans out of this for a second. So that really leaves 99% of the polls that you're seeing are either from the Democratic Party, being paid for by the Democratic Party, or being paid by the media, which is the same thing as the Democratic Party, right? I mean, you know, my father gets 95% negative coverage. They want those polls to read a certain way because they want it to fit with their narrative. They want it to dissuade voters. They wanted it to dissuade enthusiasm. They want it to dissuade fundraising. The exact opposite is happening. And I'm telling you, I was there in 2016. We've got more enthusiasm today by a factor of a lot than we had in 2016. The Latino support in this country, the African-American support in this country, the business support in this country, the Christian, the evangelical support in this country. I mean, absolutely through the roof. You have 50 Cent coming out, you know, 2 days ago saying, I don't want to be 20 Cent. And you see this tax plan where you have states like California and New York and many other states that be paying 65% in taxes, meaning 65% of every, you know, dollar a person makes would be paid in taxes. I mean, people don't want this. People don't want socialized, you know, healthcare. It's why, yeah, you know, so many of the Latino communities are running away from Biden because they've seen this not work in various countries, you know, either their parents or grandparents or themselves, and they're running away from that notion. I'm telling you, we are stronger. If I'm getting, and I'm not on the ticket, if I'm getting 500-600 people 3 miles away from Biden who has Bon Jovi and they have 20 cars out there, so it's got to tell you something. I mean, I was driving across the Tappan Zee Bridge yesterday, and there must have been 1,000 cars. This is New York City. This is deep blue, not New York City, but New York State, Westchester. This is deep blue New York, and there must have been 1,000 cars with Trump flags going across, and everybody's giving them the thumbs up, and everybody's beeping. I'm telling you, the polls are wrong, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Eric, I always appreciate you coming by the show. Give my best to Laura and your dad, of course, and thanks for all you do for Pennsylvania, making us feel so important here. We appreciate it.
Hey, Rich, thanks for the friendship. I'll speak to you soon.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.